It's time for the swap meet here on 720 WGN, one of my favorite segments of the week. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, also on YouTube and Instagram. This segment, of course, is to take your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, and get it evaluated and brag about it, right, Greg? That's the fun part about it.
Yep.
Good Happy to see New you. Year. Happy
yep.
New Year.
Same to everyone out there. Happy New Year.
You making quite a living this holiday? Like, do you get a lot? Is it better? Because people are like, I got so much stuff to stock and I got to get rid of the old
really
stuff.
You know, it's really busy on eBay for me selling during Christmas. So, and it's actually for me because I sell used and vintage paper items. My busy season is actually January to February.
Really?
Because if you think about it, for Christmas or holidays, people want to give new items. They really aren't comfortable with giving like a used item,
right,
unless they know they collect something and they're really looking for that item. So really, Christmas, I sell kind of the generic newer stuff, toys or games or stuff like that. But then January and February, I get back into my wheelhouse of ephemera.
That's because everybody's like, I gotta find room for the new Star Wars toy on my shelf.
Yeah.
So the old one.
Yep.
It's kicked to the curb.
That's right.
And there you are on the curb.
That's right. And it will be that way through the summer, and I'll be looking for all that. So
I love it. 312-981-7200 if you would like to get in. I said the best brag's going to get you a Lou Malnati's pizza tonight.
Yep.
And that ain't no lie.
Yep.
All right, Greg. So you always, one of my favorite things you do is you bring in some of the things that you've collected recently.
Right.
To brag yourself before we get to the call. So let's get into it.
Right. And I try to bring items that people might have in their own house. I don't bring, you know, the Mickey Mantle baseball card that's like one in a million to find. So today I brought two 1980s Blackhawks posters. they're the kind that were given out at the games. And as we've talked many times, they don't make it home because you hit your brother or sister with it, or you're wrinkling it, or you get mad at the game and you're crushing it.
Throw it on there. Maybe if there's a hat trick, you don't have a hat, you're like, I want to throw the poster on the ice.
You know, and the two I brought in are the highest. I just sold one for like $50.
Really?
That one I brought in with the stadium, that one just sold for $50.
This would be stadium. These would be Chicago stadiums as well.
Sure.
This is the 87-88 season, also the 88-89, but some really, who's on these teams? I mean, this would be...
Yeah, I'll let you look at the names on the bottom.
Oh, I'm in. All right, here we go.
On the bottom, anyway.
Yep.
I don't know.
Dan Vincoletti, Everett Santapass, Dave Manson, Trent Yanni, Steve Conroyd. Wow, that's cool. Lou Varga. Let's see, we got Brian Noonan's on here. I don't think that's the same Brian Noonan, but maybe he did play for the 88 Hawks. some great names on here. Dwayne Sutter. Yeah, it's good stuff. Ed Belfour, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's the big... That's an interesting team. Dennis Savard. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Wilson. Yeah, awesome.
So each one is probably about a $20, $25 poster.
Very cool, man. I like that.
Like I said, it's something you might have in your house. And then I also brought in what looks like the original newspapers from like 1945 and 1920, the Black
Sox
scandal.
Chicago Daily News, look at that.
Yeah, and what I brought these in for is so people have to look to make sure they're not the reproduction ones. And these are the reproduction. If you had the real covers of these, I got the San Francisco earthquake from back in the day and the Bismarck.
Oh, yeah.
If you had these covers, some of them can go over $100.
Really? If you have the original.
Yeah, so people might have these in their basement. But these are repro, and these are about $15 each.
So they repro them just
They
repro
them, but they're still vintage. They're like back in like the 50s, they reproed these, or 60s. They just made the covers from
They've got that old newspaper look.
They do.
Very yellow.
And that's one of the reasons I brought them, because people need to just make sure apples to apples when they're pricing their items.
I like it. All right. 312-981-7200. What do you have? What do you want to brag about? Let's start with Augie. Augie's on the line. Augie, welcome to the Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about?
I have an original five-piece Lion Owl train set that I got when I was a kid.
Where'd you get it?
I got it for Christmas from my mother and father. It's got a black engine. It's got a red caboose. It's got a red flat car, a black oil tanker, and then a black filling where you could throw stuff in it.
Augie, how did you hold on to it for all these years? That's my question. Because everyone had a train set as a kid, but they got rid of it.
You know what? It's ironic. We had an old. It was a metal briefcase. And we just put it in there and put it up in the attic.
That's it. That's how it goes.
Time capsule.
Time capsule, right.
All right, Augie, let's hear what Greg's got to say about the Lionel train set.
Obviously, I need some more information, like the year or there's a model. 1960.
Yeah. It's got to be 1960.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be too wide of a search. I really need to narrow it down some more. So I'll try to look it up. If you want to contact me through Facebook, DuPage Picker or DuPage Picker@gmail.com, I'll be happy to research that further for you. But I'll look it up during the break
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Augie. Question for you, Don, though. We get a lot about the Lionel train sets. Every week, I feel like someone's breaking them. Those were the best train sets? Is that why we always see the Lionel train sets?
Well, you know, there were different scales. I'm not an expert, but... as far as the train stuff, but there are different scales, the different years. Do they still work? What condition is everything? There was also, the track really isn't worth too much. People just want the engines.
They're like going after one of the
cars. Or the whole set.
Kind of thing,
but there are a lot of collectors. There's a train show, I believe, in Schaumburg almost every month, and they get a pretty good crowd out there for that. So.
All right, let's try one more here on this 312-981-7200. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa's standing by. Melissa, what do you want to brag about?
So when I was a kid, my dad actually, when County Stadium was ripped down, they were giving away or selling off sets of seats from County Stadium. So we actually have a row of three seats that we had refurbished that are from the original County Stadium in Milwaukee.
Now, we hear a lot about that when it comes to Comiskey, because, of course, Comiskey Park suffered the same fate as County. But also, Wrigley, you get some of those as well, although they're still in operation. But County Stadium, we don't get a lot of that. You forget about the old County Stadium. I like that stadium.
Yeah, lots of good memories there.
Yeah. All right. So how did you get those? How do you get seats from a stadium?
I'm not sure how he actually came across them, but we got them directly from the stadium when they were actually tearing it down and building the new Miller Park.
And you have the complete seat, top and bottom, because I see a lot of, top parts for sale, but I'm not really finding a full seat.
Yeah, it's a row of three seats that are connected.
That's awesome.
With the metal bracket on the bottom as well.
That's awesome, yeah. I'd have to say, I mean, because I know the White Sox ones we've talked in the past have gone for anywhere from $75 to $150 each. So you got three of them. You know, I would think you're in the $300 to $400 and maybe do an auction for sure, since it doesn't look like there's that many if you were to sell it.
There you go.
All right, excellent.
That's awesome. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks for calling. All right, there you go. We don't get too many Milwaukee...
I know, that's a first.
Brewers... memorabilia thrown this way, hoping somebody might have a Cecil Cooper glove, something like that. They might be a little Daryl Porter hat. That's about it on the Milwaukee Brewers.
All your references, their scoreboard. What was it? The guy went into the mug
they still
of beer.
Do that, don't they?
I guess.
Do they still do like? I think they kept that with that when there's a home run, a guy goes down a water slide at Miller Park. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. Greg Flamm is with us. He's at DuPage Picker on all social media channels. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I got your texts rolling in. More calls to get to. We'll get to them, so stay with us. WGN Radio here, 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman, and Greg Flamm is with us. It's the swap meet where we evaluate your collectibles and memorabilia. And, of course, the best brags. I always love the best brags, Greg. That's what really gets me going on this segment, is people really getting passionate and excited about their favorite collectible, the thing they brought from place to place.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Let's go to Anthony, who's standing by. Anthony, what do you want to brag about, Anthony?
Yes, I've got this, a Matchbox made in 1979. They made a whole set of Walt Disney cars and a playset that had never been played with. They also had like Popeye and Wimpy and Olive Oil. I was wondering what
set of Matchbox cars and like a playset that comes with them. Why has they not been played with?
Because I've got two sets.
Oh, that's exactly what Greg said to do. I never did that. I should have done that. I played with everything.
It's hard to do. You got to have a little bankroll to do that. You know? good on you that you bought two. So I'm trying to find it for you here.
Okay, hold on. We'll check out. I like it. Were you a fan of it, or did you know it was going to be worth something at the time?
You know, what's funny is they had, when they first were coming out, they had a lot of, mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for instance, the ears were tight on the back of one car. So what I did was I actually bought three, and I sold one when I got married 21 years ago. What happened is I kept the playsets. They're real nice, thinking that my daughter or if I can have kids, you know, but I didn't have any.
You didn't have your eyes set on big payday. You didn't, like, a bank.
No.
You were doing
it
for family. The way it should be. The way it should be, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't find the actual full play set, but the individual cars, if they're still on the backing boards, they're not that much. They're about $13 to $15 each if you still have them on the backing board. The play set, I just can't find it. If you want to hit me up at DuPagePicker Facebook or DuPagePicker at gmail.com, I'll research
still,
some
more. I'll bet, though, if you got that stuff, that's going to be a pretty penny.
Yep, thanks for
calling. All right, thanks, Anthony. That's good. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Disney's a good...
Let me hit some of these texts. Disney's always good?
Yeah, for the most part, especially vintage, anything pre, like 1980s, 85.
We'll get it done. Always like this stuff. 708 says, I got a Chicago Fest cup.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Fest, the precursor to Taste of Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for all that stuff. I brought in some other Chicago Fest stuff. And in fact, that was one of the things that got the show rolling, Chicago Fest items. But a cup, I mean, you're probably looking at $10 to $15 for a Chicago Fest cup.
Okay.
And I have sold them in the past. They do sell. So.
All right. How about a map of the 1933 World's Fairgrounds? Ooh.
Yeah,
that's cool, right? Yeah. Like so this would be kind of the fold-out that you get at the beginning of a World's
Fair?
There
are so many different World's Fair maps. I have sold some in the past as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some can be $11, and some are, you know, $90, $150. So I have to, you know, see if you can send a, if you want to text a picture, I'll try to get to it in the show. But.
All right. 312-981-7200. Also, we have 815 says, got all the Chicago newspapers from the JFK assassination, November 1963.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good, right? You said that anything in any of the newspaper stuff, no one cares about.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's very common to find the JFK and also like the moon landing. Mm. Those are very common. I see that in probably every other estate sale. I can find those. If you can find something a little bit more rare, then that might be worth more, actually, than a JFK or a moon landing.
Like a fender bender
or
on the Kennedy,
like a championship. You know, those are common as well. People say, but yeah, you know, people are looking
a political
for something
fight in Springfield in 1973, a headline about passing the budget. That might be more than that. Jeez, give me a break. All right, Alex, let's go to Alex. Alex, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Like I said, I have a ton of 77, 78, 79 Star Wars toys that have been opened and played with.
Slightly used.
Millennium Falcon, all the way down to all the major characters.
I
and
had
even
that.
Some.
Yeah, that's the wheelhouse.
Not
there.
So major characters, but again, nothing in original packaging.
Right. Mm. But even the Star Wars, those first, you know, Mego and
Kenner,
right. And if you have those from the first, you know, like movie, you know, you know, those even loose and dirty and played with can be worth quite a bit.
Really?
That's a case where, yeah, that is.
They got to look at the damage.
Yeah, and
make sure there's no teeth marks.
But what's really worth are the really small toys that came with, like the little lightsaber or just a
gunball. Yes, I got the sliding lightsabers and the Luke Skywalker or the Darth Vader.
Right,
they're all intact, even with the little knobby thing at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like if you have a collection like that, you could be into the thousands.
Mm, wow.
You know? Well over a thousand for
Get
sure.
Get on eBay with that. People love that stuff, Alex.
Yeah,
is it better to list them individually or list them like as a giant group or break them down into
You'll
good
make the most
bad?
Money if you do them individually. You know, if you can match up the guns and lightsabers with each figure, I would do that and sell that figure with its accessories separately. You'll make more money than if you just lot it all together because people obviously expect a deal if you're doing the whole lot.
Or what was the, they had the Empire Strikes Back, like the case, carrying case that you put the guys in.
Yeah, I see those quite often at estate sales too. But like the little figure, the little pieces are what gets lost, you know, and that's where the money's
at. Right.
All right, there you go.
But
Alex.
I do have the original boxes my Millennium Falcon came in. Is
there
that we're putting it in or no?
Yeah, definitely save the boxes, even if they're beat up. I mean, I've sold so many damaged boxes, just the box
just
alone.
The box itself?
Yeah.
I love this.
You know, just not so
just
much from
box.
Star Wars, of course, but just from old early video games or toys. You know, people will pay for the box.
Oh, on a side note, I have an original Atari system with about 150 games. Is that worth anything?
Yeah, we've talked.
Yeah, you're
about
probably
that
in the $200 range for all of that. I mean, some games might be worth a little bit more, but what you want to research is the box. There were variances of the box, and just, you know, if you have a certain, you know, they had like the TV screens on the box, right? They had probably like 25 TV screens showing the different games, and there's variances of that box alone could mean a difference of $150 just for what's on that box.
All right, there you go, Alex. Congratulations. That's the. How about this? I have a Darth Vader missing a leg. Is that worth anything?
If it's from the, you know, late 70s, it still could be worth something because people are looking for parts.
I chewed on the one arm and I ripped the one leg off.
And the dog got the other.
The dog got the other. Is that worth anything? Yeah.
If it's Star Wars, it still might, early Star Wars.
All right, let's go to Barbara. Barbara's got some piece of nostalgia here for her, at least. Barbara, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I want to brag about my 84-year-old child's wicker rocking chair.
Wow. Mm.
It's, and the I was chair is 84 years old? Anything.
So where'd you get it?
Well, I don't know where it came from. I got it when I was 3 years old.
Mm, so it's yours. That's so great. And you kept it this your entire lifetime?
I did. My son used it as a young child, and my granddaughter used it. And I'm hoping that maybe my great-granddaughter might use it someday, or grandson.
I know that that's probably something you're not going to find, you know, you're not going to find record of because it's so generic, Greg. But I will say that we got a front-runner for the best brag.
Yep.
I don't know what you like on your pizza, Barbara, but that's awesome that you've been able to keep that generation to generation. That feels great.
Yes, hope to pass it on.
And I am finding some children's rocking chairs, wicker rocking chairs, and they go for about $100, depending on condition.
She's not going to sell it.
Right. You know, and the story's, you know, obviously.
I'm not going to sell it, but I was curious.
Right.
That would be funny. That would be funny. You're like, $100 sold. Oh, what about passing it down from generation to generation?
Right.
Oh, it's worth more than that than to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all right. Memories. Thanks for calling in, Barbara. Okay, stay on the line. I like Barbara, Pete. Right now, she's the front runner for front best runner. Brag. Mm-hmm. How do you keep an 83-year-old wicker child rocking chair in the family? That takes
I'd
foresight.
Have to guess that's someone who hasn't moved too much, because if I moved as much as I have, that would not make it.
Right. I know there's so many things just from, you know, my son's 12 years old, and there's so many things. I live in the city, and there's so many things where I'm there's not going to lose that.
Yeah.
That one's going to go to
everyone's, I guess, what would you call it, tolerance or whatever, for throwing stuff out is different.
All right, let's try one more before the break, and it's a small break, so I have Kathy, I have Rich, I have a ton of texts coming in, so stick around before we hit the two-minute break. But let me go to Tom before the break. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
Well, I have with my family, we went down to Disney World when it first opened up from Aurora, Illinois, and I have a pocket watch, a Mickey Mouse pocket watch. Mm-hmm. It's plastic and all that, you know, but it's in pristine shape. I mean, as a kid, I didn't need a pocket watch, you know, so it's just sat in a box for years, you know. So
that's from Disney World, like when it first opened up.
Certainly. I'm not sure when they opened up. I'm thinking about 72.
Okay.
And, you know, Mickey has the glove on, and it works perfectly. Yeah. I just don't know if it's worth anything. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a trinket, you know. So.
Sure. Let's see what we got.
Some are in the $200 range, so it's not too bad.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they can. If you have the box, of course, and it's in great condition. But there are many different versions of the Mickey Pocket Watch. So, you know, you definitely got to compare apples to apples. If you want to shoot me an email, I'll be able to try to match it up for you.
I certainly will. I appreciate it. What a great service you are right here. Yeah. And I'll shoot you that information. And like I say, it's in great shape, man.
That's good.
I
mean, that's great.
So. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much. Right, have a great night.
There you go. He perked up. Mm-hmm. At first, this guy got this trinket. Nobody cares. What?
Right. And, you know, he's got a couple things going. It's Disney. It's a watch. It's in great shape. So I think he's closer to 150.
I would caution Tom to say, you know, maybe not jump on Amazon and buy $200 worth of stuff and get ahead of yourself.
Right.
Still got to go through the process.
Yeah,
you
got to get money in the hand. Yeah,
right. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of texts and lots of calls. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. Greg Flam is here. He is at at DuPage Picker on all social media platforms. You can find him there. And he is on here, WGN, every Wednesday night bringing you the swap meet. So we'll take a break, get to part two of the swap meet coming up here on 720. 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman with you for the next half hour. Nick D taking over at 11 o'clock. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on all social media platforms. It is the swap meet. This is a segment we brag about all our fun collectibles and memorabilia that we have collected over the years. And we'll find out if it's worth anything. It might be, just be worth a pizza, because the best brag is going to get you a pizza. All right, let's start the second half here with Kathy. Kathy, what do you want to brag about? Welcome to swap meet.
Hi. So Hi. Growing up, my grandmother had this Harlequin jester lamp.
Oh, yeah.
That we were all petrified of. We were afraid. My grandfather encouraged this by calling him Figaro so we wouldn't touch it. Nice. As I got older, of course, I, you know, grew to cherish and love this lamp. However, it was stolen.
Oh, no.
Before my grandmother died, yes. Wow. So, last weekend, just this last weekend, I saw on Facebook an estate sale, and I saw the lamp. So, I ran, and I bought this lamp.
Are you kidding me? Is it just a different lamp, or do you think it's the actual same one?
Oh, I don't think it's the actual same one.
I mean, it's
no,
so specific.
No.
Well, I'm going to guess that you got a good price when I tell you what they're going for. You're going to be happy, I think. So, first, tell me what you paid for it.
$250.
Okay, well, maybe not. But they do go upwards of $400. So that's, you know, from the picture you showed me, I was able to find that exact lamp. And it's, you know, it's sold for upwards of $400. So that's not too bad.
That's amazing. Okay. What a great thing.
The thing is, it's a sentimental value.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I sent, of course, the picture to my brother and sister, and they were like, oh, my God. Of course, my husband was like, you know, what, we can use $250 for something else, but
right.
You know, just the sentimental value. So at least I didn't overspend.
Right,
so
and
I'm happy about that.
That's what I do every day, is trying to reconnect items with people's childhood or just sentimental. So that's,
how great is that?
I love stories like that.
Yeah, it's a great story. Yeah. I love that you did it. Tell your husband that Greg and Justin said we co-sign on your move.
Right.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
That's great. That's a great story.
I don't think it will go down in value either. So,
yeah, she didn't really do it for value, though, right?
Pass it down to your kids. It might be $400 or $500 by then.
All right, let's go to Rich. Rich is standing by. Rich, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Yeah, the other day I was going through my, I got a stack of computer games that I know aren't worth anything. They're old NASCAR games and stuff.
CD-ROMs. But mm-hmm.
I came across the CD, DVD, interactive CD, whatever you want to call it, that the Tribune put out about 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have
along with the newspaper. Are those worth anything, or are they just sentimental?
It's so amazing to think that that is now, I mean, to think about 2000. It's just amazing to me to think how long ago that was. But, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot find it.
Can't find it?
Yeah, I can't find it. And it's weird. It might just be one of those things where people just assume it's not worth much, so they're not listing it. But it's really rare that I can't even find it. So,
yeah, because I had one of those. I remember that forever.
Yeah, I'm still going to guess like in the $15 to $20 range for it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I listen to it once in a while, and it's like spikes. Spike, and I think it was, what was his, the newsman with him, Dave Peterson?
Dave Stewart.
Yep.
Dave, was Stewart the guy that was his newsman that morning?
I wasn't here at the time, but yeah.
Yeah. But while you're sorting through those other games, though, some of those other games could be worth quite a bit, especially if you happen to have the box for them. They're doing pretty well. They're going upwards of close to $100 for some of those games boxes.
Again, with the boxes.
Yeah.
If you said the box.
For the computer games?
Yeah, the computer games, yeah. Because that's, you know, we're getting into that area now where that's what kids grew up with.
So if you just had the box for Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I saw a lot of just empty boxes for Commodore 64 games.
That's ridiculous.
You know, people have the floppy disk and they want the box for it.
I get the box for SimCity.
Because
you might hold on to that.
A lot of them are the NASCAR simulators, and I got a...
Yeah. Yeah, the flight simulators, too, do well. So hopefully you can find a few with the boxes, you'll do all right.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. I have the coolest thing from 9/11. I have to find this because I was working as a producer at the time. I was a morning show producer at WBEZ, and the job was to try and get everybody who was part of the Illinois delegation in Congress
and the Senate to call in to the show and to try and get everybody on to talk about it. And I got a bunch. I remember no one really got back to you because it wasn't like the first priority was to check in with a local public radio station. Mm-hmm. I get that. But later in the night, I got a call on my voicemail from Henry Hyde.
Yeah.
The old congressman, mm-hmm. Henry Hyde. And he's like, Justin, this is Henry Hyde. I got your message. I'd love to join the program sometime in the near future. Whatever it was, right? But I recorded that voicemail onto a CD for posterity because I'm like, at some point, that, and Henry Hyde has passed mm-hmm. on, but it's like, it's that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Or not. I remember because I had the timestamp of the voicemail that said, September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
You know, like that. It's like, hey, it's Henry Hyde. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, to cool. call on that
yeah.
same day. Is,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
I keep all of my Buzz Killman voicemails.
just randomly?
Nothing left on my phone except Buzz Killman voicemail. Nice. Serious.
That's great. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to June. June standing by. June, what do you want to brag about?
Hi, I want to brag about two things. My mom has a baseball signed by the entire team of the White Sox back in 1959.
Yeah, the year? 59 team.
Okay. Yes. Now, I didn't know if that was worth anything.
Well, that's the,
now, how
that's,
can you tell if they're original signatures?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a question we get quite a bit, and we've talked in the past that sometimes those team balls were auto-penned, so you really need to check it out and get it authenticated. I know Rosemont at the Stevens Center, they do conventions there for sports memorabilia. They'll authenticate it. They have the guy from Pawn Stars there that does the signature stuff, but it might cost you $35, I think.
They do memorabilia conferences, mm-hmm. At the big convention centers.
Yeah, and as we talked in the past too, sometimes individual signatures are better than the whole team because sometimes you might have half the team is real and then the other half was auto penned, and that just destroys the value right there. Mm. So, that's something to think
about
as well.
That. All right. And what else you got?
Okay, what else I got? I got an entire collection of every Arlington Park racetrack, international racetrack program.
Wow.
From every Arlington Million.
Oh,
and the early ones that I have, I actually have autographs of, like, Willie Shoemaker and
some
of the famous jockeys. Yeah.
The horses, Greg. She got the horses.
Got the horse paw or horseshoes.
Right.
Well, I mean, it could be Duchess Watt. It could be, an owner or something. No, that's cool. Unfortunately, Arlington Million, I mean, I love the place. It's just the memorabilia doesn't do as well
really?
As like a Kentucky Derby or Santa Anita.
Can I ask where you got that, June, where you got all the collection of all of them? Are you going every time?
I've collected every one.
Nice.
So you just
and
go
in the
every
year.
I
would,
it's awesome.
It was the old racetrack before it burned down, and I would my sister worked there, so she owns horses, and I would stand there by the jockey's room and just collect autographs, and sometimes she would collect some of them for me,
So being from the earlier park, that does add some value, so there are collectors there. There's collectors for just the programs themselves, even if they're not signed. If you have the older, obviously the better with the horse programs, so.
Oh, okay.
I love it. All right, thanks, June.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
for calling in. I saw a story in the Daily Herald. We're going to talk about this coming up in the next couple weeks about the future of Arlington Park, and with everything that's happening, and Churchill Downs owns it, and there's just a question of whether or not to keep it open,
and
it's going to be a casino. And there's this great piece in the Daily Herald right before Christmas, and I want to talk about it because it was to think about that not being there, and there's a real chance that could happen. Then I would think June's programs might have more value.
Yeah, it's a shame what we're hearing what's going on with that, but it's a palace, no doubt, and you could tell the first day you walked into it. When it opened, this is built for casino gambling.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame it's taken this long, for them to kind of maybe get there.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, let's get to Mike. Mike standing by. Mike, what do you want to brag about?
I've got an old, I guess you call it a lobby poster.
Yeah.
Full sheet. It's folded up, but it's The Prince and the Showgirl, Marilyn Monroe and Laurence Olivier from 57.
Wow.
So it's a poster, it's a lobby poster that they'd have there saying now showing, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, like in the theater.
Yeah, 1957, The Prince and the Showgirl.
Wow, I need a second to look that
up. Yeah. How did you get it? Did you work in a theater?
No, I've collected on Maryland all my life for a long time. And yeah, when I was young, I got it. I can't remember where I got it.
Why do you collect a bunch of Marilyn Monroe stuff? Do you just think she's really pretty?
Well, honestly, when I was a kid, I saw pictures of her when she was young, and she reminded me of my mom.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yes, okay. It's pretty, but it's yeah. sort of, yeah.
It's more personal. It's more nostalgic. That's good.
I'm finding some for in the 170 to 200 range.
Really?
For the posters, yeah. And you have to be careful with that, too, because there's... you know, the reproduction of some of them these days is just crazy. I mean, we've talked about
before. This for sure is not a reproduction. I know that because I've had it for so long. But yeah. I remember a few years ago, a friend told me it was going for $1,500 online.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt that if it's the real deal. And the size on that, you know, makes a difference. So I don't want to ask you if you actually know the size of it, because that could make a big difference.
Hmm. It's huge. It's probably like 5 feet tall,
wow,
2.5 feet wide, I'm guessing, because I haven't had it out for a long time. But it is folded, which, you know, bothered me. Yeah. But that, I think, lends to the authenticity, right?
Yes, and it's, you know, that size is probably going to be pretty rare. So you probably are in the upwards of, you know, $1,000, $1,500 for that. So definitely have that checked out. And if it's worth more than that, if you get it checked out, you know, there's ways that they can fix, you know, the folds. And there's actually like a poster company that actually repairs the poster. Even if you're missing a big notch of it, they'll actually, you know, fix that.
Cool. That's cool. That's good to know. Can you tell me your website again?
DuPage Picker on Facebook or DuPagePicker@gmail.com.
There you go.
Or all Instagram. Right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Great. TikTok. You can get back over at TikTok.
Still haven't put my 6-second video up there, but.
Texters text in. And I love this about WGN. I really do, because this is before my time. But texters made sure to let me know that the news guy for a spike on 9/11 was, hold on 1 second, it's right here. Was Peterson. Hmm. Yeah, so I was wrong, because I said it was probably Stewart. It was Peterson. So there you go. It was Tom Peterson.
Okay.
There you go. You know, it's good. I should ask them when I'm unsure. I should just ask them, right?
Right.
they'll know. All right, let's go to Bill, who is hanging by. Bill, what do you want to brag about?
I got probably 20 or 25 mid-50s to maybe like 62, 25 more Jet magazines. Are they worth anything?
Jet magazines, yeah.
Yeah, they're in perfect condition.
What year would this be? This would be...
Oh, probably somewhere in the mid-50s to about 62 or something.
And you held on to them your entire life, or you found them somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they belong to my mother-in-law's second husband, and he kept them in a box, and they're in mint condition. Oh. You can't even tell they've been read, even.
Wow.
They're
still in the same box he kept them in.
Right. And Jet, of course, Ebony Jet.
And I've had them since 1996 myself.
Yeah, they look like they're in the $15 to $20 range,
really?
Depending condition. So,
okay, I was just curious, because I know Jet Magazine and Ebony went out of business. Mm-hmm. They sold off a lot of their...
Yeah, they had a big story this week about that they're doing an auction of a lot of the Johnson art that was in the archives.
Yep.
Right. So these have got like a lot of, you know, still got the centerfolds in them.
And there was also Hue magazine as well, H-U-E.
Right.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's a swap meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on all of the social media platforms. All right, we'll take our break here, last break, before we exit and let Nick D take over here tonight and wrap up the swap meet. So we got it's kind of wide open. I want to get Barbara the pizza, I think, because of her rocking
chair.
She's leading. But right now, it's still open. If you want to come in and steal right before the end, the best brag's going to get you a Lou Malnati's pizza. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. Stay with us. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's a swap meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on all the social media platforms. He's with us every Wednesday night as we wrap up the swap meet tonight. Got some texts to get to. I want to get to them here. Let's go. I've got 630 says, I have some old Ninja Turtle figurines. Nice. Oh, I had those.
Mm-hmm.
What is Donatello if he's missing a leg?
You know, I've sold some, and they're really, they make so much of that stuff that there is some that are worth, you know, $8,000. I mean,
really?
Some of the larger figures I'm seeing here, a Michelangelo 48-inch sold for, you know, over $8,000.
Come on.
So, but they're making so many, and every year and every manufacturer really determines that.
I don't know about that.
But there is, there's definitely a lot of money in Ninja Turtle stuff.
All right, let's keep with the 80s toys. G.I. Joe, this is coming from 708, that it's a headquarters command center.
Yeah, that's my favorite tonight. G.I. Joe,
that's your thing?
I mean, I haven't found one because they are very expensive, and that headquarter, he has it in the box, is about $1,600.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And I think it's from early 80s, if I'm not mistaken. And
I feel like I had this. I feel like I had it, and I didn't save it, and I took it out of the box, and I ruined it.
Yeah, it's a really, what they call a white elephant or a white whale.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, you hear that, 708? That's amazing.
And again, how complete is it? Yeah. You know, you really got to hope you have all the pieces to get that kind of money.
Right. Wow. That's amazing to me. Because it makes me mad only because I feel like I have a repository of G.I. Joe toy knowledge.
Okay.
And we never get to use it. Right? I feel like I always want to reference some little toy that I had from the early 80s, like Destro or Cobra Commander.
It's definitely a good investment if, you know, for the pre-80s and, you know, mid to pre-80s.
Not the big ones. Everyone always relies back to the big G.I. Joe doll.
Just the doll.
I'm talking about the action figures.
Yeah, even those can be hundreds of dollars.
What?
I know I've had some 1960s, like the 12-inch G.I. Joe. And they're like in the $300, $400 range and not even fully complete with every accessory, just the clothing.
What about a Zartan with one leg? It's a blown off leg.
Right.
Shipwreck was another. I used to watch that commercial or that cartoon all the time. Yeah. All right, let's try a couple calls here. Debbie, what do you want to brag about, Debbie?
Hi, I'm Debbie from Arlington Heights. A man who was 93 years old out in Round Lake had a garage sale. And he went to the Dunk House, which is here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I said, do you have any instruments? He goes, I got something special for you. He came out with a case, original case. He opened it up, and it had this beautiful lap harp.
Okay.
I am hearing impaired. It's a lap harp. And I brought it to Guitar Center, Sam's Club. Nobody knows how to string it or how to play it. Huh. I have all the original paperwork and music, all in German.
German harp.
You know how the Japanese have a lap harp that sits on the table?
Mm-hmm.
This is a German one.
Okay.
And it is absolutely beautiful mahogany. And the folders he made out of paper bags from when he was a child.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm hoping
and
yours is...
I don't know where to find somebody that could appraise it for me.
All right, Debbie, let's hear what Greg's got to say here. Greg?
I'm hoping yours is worth more, but many of them, vintage Germany, lap harp, they're like $150 to $200. I'm hoping yours is worth more. I'd have to obviously see a picture. But I would try maybe like Old Town School of Music.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You know, try them. They might be able to do it there, or if not, they'll definitely be able to point you in a direction for that.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for that. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, what do you want to brag about?
I want to brag about a rocking chair that I have.
This is the rocking chair night.
My grandmother's grandmother bought it for her when my father was born in 1915.
Wow.
Okay.
That's unbelievable. So you still have the rocking chair from 1915?
Yes.
Wow. I love it. I'm blown away by keeping furniture like that for generations and generations.
It's a tiny little rocking chair. My grandmother was really tiny. Doesn't have arms. It's just a plain shaker-style little rocking chair.
I love it.
No, I think that's great. I just love it for the nostalgia of it. And you keep it there.
Yes. I also have a mirror that was a wedding present to my grandparents from 1912.
Wow. That's amazing. And you do you use this stuff, or is it kind of like all wrapped up?
Oh, well, the rocking chair sits in my living room. The mirror hangs in another room.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
definitely
it.
Out of my wheelhouse, but again, if you want to send a photo, I'll awesome. Be able to research it some more for you.
Carolyn, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And it's being used. That is the that's the reason for this segment. That is the brag.
Right, and to move that, if she has moved over the years, which when you're moving mirrors and rocking chairs, again, you might not have moved
she's
that much.
She has heirlooms from her family, mm-hmm. from 1912 and 1915. Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome.
All right, let's go to Russell. Russell, what do you want to brag about, Russell?
I have a Robin Yount commemorative baseball bat, 3,000 hits.
Oh, that's and, good. It's a Milwaukee Brewer night.
Yeah, and I got some Hall of Famers autographs on there, you know, Reggie, Eddie Murray, and Ferguson Jenkins.
Wow. That's
Milt Pappas.
You got all of those?
America.
You have all of those on a commemorative bat?
Yeah, I was wondering, Paul Molitor and Rally Fingers.
Yeah. Wow.
I was wondering how much something like that would be worth.
On the same bat, that's really unique. I'm finding the bat itself. And it can go for, where'd it go here? I can't find a sold one, but there are a few people asking, where did it go?
Did I hear, did I hear Robin Yount, Raleigh Fingers, Miss America?
Is that from 2012, Laura Kepler.
Wow.
I missed that. I was like, great shortstop.
I'm trying to find it.
No, good ear, Pete. There you go, Russell. Thank you, Russell. About $200. That's good.
And that's just for the bat itself with a COA certificate, but all those other signatures obviously haven't checked out.
I don't get how you get a bat with all of those people on the same. I'm not saying that I don't believe Russell, but I'm like, you're talking about. I get Raleigh Fingers, I get Paul Molitor, I get Robin Yount because they're all on the same team, right? But it's a 3,000 hit commemorative bat, so he didn't get his 3,000 hit till much later, I would assume, than when Raleigh Fingers was playing with him in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And then you get Miss America, and you got, I think, right. Reggie Jackson was referenced, and there's a lot of other guys on that bat.
Yeah, I mean, the first advice I would give for anyone doing this type of collecting signatures is try to keep them separate, you know. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's obviously his autographed bat.
Yeah.
I've been on the bus.
Right.
I've been on the bus.
You want to sign my bat?
Seeing people going to the Blackhawks convention.
Oh, and they have the stick, right?
And they bring the stick along.
Yeah, somebody had that on earlier. I didn't get to it, but it's just his autographed bat. Yeah, that's what it is.
And that's fine if, you know, you want to just keep it for yourself and everything, but if you're thinking of value or to sell it future, try to keep them separate.
My best autograph experience, because this has been going around Twitter today about the most awkward celebrity experience, this great bit that they've been doing, but my best autograph experience was I was at WGN TV. Doing a spot in the morning, a comedy show that we were doing, and the guest that was on was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You remember Hacksaw Jim Duggan? He was a WWF wrestler.
Okay.
His whole thing was he would wrestle. He had long blonde hair, and he'd wrestle with a 2x4. He'd bring a 2x4 into the ring with him. That was his thing. Maybe he was a woodworker. I don't know what his deal was. So we were at, when you're at WGN, it's a production studio and a studio, so there's a bunch of loose wood. And there was a 2x4 there.
Nice.
I grabbed a 2x4. I'm like, any chance I get to sign? He signed the 2x4 for us. And I think we left it there. So there might still be at GNTV... a Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2x4 sign.
Look in the Bozo Circus hallway there. You
exactly,
look around.
Exactly. All right, so that's going to do it for Swap Meet. I say we stick with Barbara.
Yep.
I just think that that's such an amazing story. But I also think that, I think it was Carol or Cynthia that called in about the 1912 and the 1915 stuff is cool, too.
Yeah.
But let's stick with Barbara about the generations of the Child Wicker rocking chair, because I think that that's what this is all about.
Yeah, it's a good story.
They're going to get the Lou Malnati's pizza, the gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnati's.com. Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker on all social media platforms. He joins us here. If we didn't get to your text or your call, call in next week. He'll be back. Although, actually
yeah,
next week, we got talked game, and we're going to do the so it'll be 2 weeks from now. Greg Flamm will be back here on 720 WGN. Greg, thanks for being here.
Thank you.